Carla, would you please read Council Item 66?
Request of Barbara Dugan to address Council regarding Forest Park.
Ms. Dugan, welcome.
Thank you. So I'm a retired Portland Public School teacher. I'm a native of Portland and a mountain bike owner. In my younger days, I used to do a lot of mountain biking. So I'm not anti-mountain biking, but I'm here to speak about, I have four main points that I briefly want to cover. One is pedestrian safety in the park. One is how decisions and funding are being made about the park. One is implementation of the Forest Park Management Plan. And finally, I want to talk about ecological impacts of bikes. So my so if someone is not nimble enough to jump out of the way, so we're talking about seniors, children, people that are hearing impaired, blind people, then they're in danger of being injured by bikes. I used to hike a lot in Forest Park. I've been run off the trail two times. One time I fell down a 15-foot incline and seriously injured myself. And I feel that the bikers were very disrespectful, swearing at me because I was in the way. And I know many of my friends don't hike there anymore. I know people with young children that don't hike there anymore due to the safety issue. And I think the city is setting themselves up for lawsuits because there is the signage is removed, I'm assuming by bikers, that prevent biking on certain trails. So this is on trails. These injuries and so forth have been on trails that were supposedly off limits to bicyclists. And I also know that the rangers are not issuing citations for that. The second issue I want to talk about, and I have a handout for you. Naturally, I'm a retired teacher, that I made it really short for you. My concern, I have a link about a Oregon Trails report. It's about a study over all the state about how trails are used. 4% of trails in Oregon are used by single-track cyclists. So that leaves over 90% that are other things. Snowshoeing doesn't really happen in Forest Park, but so I think because only 4% are bikers, that it's fair that 4% of trails be used for bikers and 95% of trails be for the majority users, which is hikers, walkers, and runners. The next thing I want to talk about is ADA access. The management plan talked about doing that in 1995, and from what I can see, very little has been done. The 200-foot McClay Park thing is kind of like a token thing, and I also want to talk about erosion. Gabriel Park, I talked to a manager over there in 2016, and 20 years ago, there was a serious erosion problem. There still isn't a... So last year when I talked to them, there was still it hadn't fully recovered. And so
Ms. Dugan, why don't you take 15 seconds to wrap up, and we will read your testimony if you submit it.
Okay. The last thing I just want to say is my understanding is Gateway Green was developed for mountain bikers, and a lot of money poured into that, and so that other parks wouldn't have the damage by bikers. And I'd like to see the City Council protect Forest Park because it really is a unique jewel in the nation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.